Okay, we need a vote to come out.
7:02.
All right, so we got a motion by Ms. Bourgeois to come out of executive session, a second by Mr. Richard. We need roll call for that, Tom?
Yes, please.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Richard.
Yes.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Neisler.
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle.
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
All right, after executive session, upon advice of the council, of council, do I have a motion to allow me to sign a check for RMI invoice due to litigation settlement? Moved by Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second by Mr. Neisler. Do we need roll call, Tom? Roll call, please.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Neisler.
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle.
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
Councilmember Richard.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Next up, we'll have police committee. Nothing. Governmental affairs. Ms. Bourgeois, anything there? Okay. Consideration of vetoed ordinances. I don't have any. Hearing and final action. Introduction of ordinances. Anybody have anything? I don't know of any resolutions. Police department report.
For the month of November, we responded to 5 alarms, 2 suspicious persons, 1 violation of protective order, 1 trespassing. We had 7 miscellaneous complaints, 10 disturbances, 6 agency assists, 9 no insurance tows, 4 crash reports, 1 criminal damage to property, 2 911 hangups, 2 unlocks, 4 traffic complaints, 1 DWI, 2 drug arrests, no thefts, 2 batteries, 1 medical call, 1 physical inspection, 1 warrant arrest, 2 public assists. We had a total of 64 complaints for the month. We issued 258 citations, totaling 322 violations.
Thank you, sir. Any questions?
Thank you.
All right. Next up, Mayor's Report. I got a couple things. I got an email today, and I just want to make this, put this in the minutes. Census jobs are coming up, so if you know anybody that wants a part-time job to do the census, you can go to laworks.net. They're paying $18 an hour. There's a phone number. I'm going to read it out, 225-687-0969. So if you know anybody that's looking to do some census work, we need all the good help we can get out there to make sure our census is correct. Yeah, we can put it on the website. That came in this afternoon. Prior to our meeting, we had a really good meeting with our committee on the property on the River Road by the bike path. So hopefully our architect will have us something pretty quick on that, and then we can make a recommendation to the council. Water line's going down through the cane field, and it's going to hit Anita Street. They were saying after January 1, but it may be a little bit before, so just to make everybody aware that there's going to be work there. Shane and I discussed we're going to meet sometime this month and come up with names of streets for street overlay, hopefully having to you guys by January to discuss. And Anita may be in that. We're not quite sure yet. And while they have it torn up, we may replace some culverts there. We'll have to look as they go. Congratulations to Blaine, one, for doing such a good job on the audit. Also, do you have a picture? Yeah. As you can see, Blaine over to the right, he got his he graduated from the Clerks Institute. We really learn a lot from that. Blaine brings something back every time he comes from the Clerks Institute of stuff that helps us out in the office, stuff that you're not aware of. I mean, what we don't know, but we're learning a lot going to Clerks Institute. So congratulations, Blaine, on doing that. I will participate in interviews for Student of the Year Friday. That's always fun. So I'll do that Friday. I talked to Pee Wee about fire rating. Our fire rating went down. He's supposed to be gathering information for me to present to you guys to where we can answer questions out in the public about what happened. Part of it had to do with some reports being filled out. Part of it had to do with our volunteerism dropping a little bit. So I'm hoping to have that pretty soon. As soon as I get it, I'll send it to you. I won't wait till the meeting. We'll get it to you right away about the rating.
Are they formulating a plan to get it to go back the other way?
Yes. Well, it's all going to start with the fire chief. Once they get the fire chief hired, I know Pee Wee was telling me the other day that they're working on that. They had some interviews and somebody fell through or something, and now they're having to start over, I think.
It's all civil service, so you can't do what you want to do.
Right.
You've got to follow the civil service law, and it has not been.
Yeah, so according to what Pee Wee, once the fire chief comes in, they'll start to plan on trying to get the rating back up. So, to answer your question about the fire trucks, not being in the town of Brule, the fire trucks are strategically located based on the south end of the parish, based on Addis, based on where the full-time fireman is. Pee Wee swears that you know, not having a full fire truck in the town of Brule does not hurt us on the rating, nor does it hurt us on getting a truck to a fire. So they feel real confident where the trucks are placed and how they're placed that they can get to a fire quickest from that location. So as we get information on that fire rating, I'll share it. We had another really good year. Everything went pretty well this year. And last but not least, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody. So that's it for my mayor's report. Remarks of personal privilege. Anybody have anything?
Last month when I talked about Veterans Day, I forgot to thank the people who judged the death sick. I was remiss. I want to thank our judges for the student essays that couldn't do that without them. No. Don Niesler, Rose Deli, and Addie Crochet.
Can you repeat that again?
I'm sorry. The judges for our essays for Veterans Day, I forgot to thank last month. And the judges were Don Niesler, Rosa Stelly, and Addie Crochet. Thank you.
I need to sit up in front.
I was trying to tell you.
Thank y'all.
The ticket costs more up front.
Anybody else? Anything? Anybody?
Another calendar year meeting down.
Yep.
Experience over that. I want to thank the other council members. Really good service. All, you know, some things are tough. We go in executive session, but I can tell you, I'm comfortable when I lay in bed at night that these four people that I serve with do the right thing for the town, every time.
I did owe that. Working with them on a daily basis helps out.
Thank you.
Not for us. Anybody else? And you too, Chief.
Well, I've been weighing Chief out. I called police 3 times in 10 years, and it was all this week.
And our SRO officer.
Yep.
Still
thank
going
y'all.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. Thank you, Jeremy.
All right, announcements. We have employee training on Wednesday, December the 18th. Please try to be there. Planning and zoning meeting will be Wednesday, December the 18th. The town hall will be closed December 24th and 25th for Christmas, and the town hall will be closed January 1st for New Year's. And with that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Both.
Approved by Mr. Daigle.
Second.
Second by Mr. Andre. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.